Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I have in my office quite a number of computers that are probably older than a lot of people maintain. And in fact, I sometimes get people's older computers, and if they're useful, I will wipe them out and install whatever, like a Linux operating system or maybe Windows 10 or whatever, and potentially use them for things. So I've got several older servers that are running in my office that are, they're not Raspberry Pi type stuff. Although some of, frankly, what I do with some of them probably could be run with a Raspberry Pi. But the fact is that the technology for the most part still works. It's just maybe not the most advanced or the most power efficient, or whatever you want to call it. But the fact is that these things are still useful. They still can perform a function, and if you know how to make them work, then you can do that. So yeah, I do have a fair bit of older things in here, and I do occasionally end up throwing things away from now and again when I realize they don't have any use. But I really loathe to do that for a simple reason. It's because I know that I know you can recycle some of the stuff, and I think it's important to do that. But the phrase that I remember as a kid is reduce, reuse, and recycle. Or, reduce meaning reduce what you use, reuse meaning stuff that was already manufactured and maybe not as new or whatever. Continue to use it as long as you can, and then recycle it once it's done. But I know that recycling is, with some of the electronics is perhaps not really recycled in the way that we would think it would be. There are companies, of course, are trying to, they say that they have a good environmental record and that kind of thing. I read something on Twitter the other day that it just makes no sense, right? So company Sonos apparently has one of these companies that's saying that we're sustainable and whatever. And meanwhile, they have a mode in their products that apparently you can't, that if you enable this, it's like a self-destruct button for the product that you purchased. And when you do that, it makes the product completely unusable. So you've paid however much money for these speakers. And you hit the recycle mode, and basically and that's designed for people who are trading up to a newer product, which, okay, that seems to make sense. But unfortunately, the speakers, the recycle mode, all it does is it basically deactivates the speakers on the server side, right? You can't use these speakers again when you hit the recycle mode, and to me, that makes absolutely no sense. It's like, okay, well, these things probably still work fine. I mean, speakers are one of these things that can last for years and years and years. They don't really. I mean, maybe they do degrade over time if you play music in them extremely loud. But to me, this seems like you should just buy another pair of speakers, and unfortunately, with a lot of our electronics these days, there seems to be a planned obsolescence of stuff. To claim that you are a company that is being responsible in recycling stuff and you're trying to make stuff as sustainable as possible, yet exhibits these behaviors that are A, anti-consumer, and B, the antithesis of reduce, reusing, and recycling. So I don't have any of these speakers, and I certainly don't plan to buy any of these speakers. I'm a fan of the speakers that you can just plug in and they work, right? I've not been a fan of any of these smart devices that exist, and speakers are kind of in that same vein as far as I'm concerned. Just give me some regular speakers that don't require a server or software to run. Just plug it in, turn it on, at worst I might have a Bluetooth speaker. Which doesn't require a service to use. Because to me, right, something that I can use for a very long time that has very little dependencies on anything else is going to be much better for the environment than some of these things that, okay, maybe you get some better features with some of this stuff. But, it's like with DRM'd music and some of these other things that you buy that have a dependency on something that's outside the consumer's direction. direct control. So there's a lot of technology that gets thrown out because, because it doesn't get to, it's not getting the, or those things just stop working. You know, maybe if you, you remember, you know, people who bought some of the early DRM'd music from Microsoft, well, all that, you know, when Microsoft shut off the DRM servers, all that stuff stops being playable. And that's, you know, honestly, that's not a, that's a recipe for failure. So, you know, we should buy unencumbered technology as much as possible and things that have a long life. If we, if, you know, and, you know, maybe not buy the latest and greatest thing every year if we don't need, you know, if there's not a specific need for it. If you want it, that's one thing. But, you know, that's, you know, how, again, how we maybe use less is maybe we buy less and we buy things that are going to last a long time. That's what I try to do anyway. And it's, I don't like to, you know, I'd like to, that's the best way to be environmental in my opinion is to, you know, use things for as long as possible. And, and that's too, and yeah, not buy stuff that has these dependencies on it. And yeah, so yeah, I won't be buying any Sonos speakers anytime soon or from any other company that employs these lame tactics that are just anti-consumer and not, you know, and there's really no business, you know, for that other than, yeah, we want you to buy more speakers. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.